60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Tuesday to us all. Feeling quite happy. It's been a long move, and I know we're being self-indulgent. We keep talking about the fact we've been moving, but when you're moving, it sort of is an all-encompassing thing. And when you move a radio station, when you move the functioning guts of the radio station and all the engineering, and you unplug all the wires, you got to go plug them back in. Feels like a big deal.
Oh, it's fun. It's more fun than we're allowed.
Well, fun. You've been doing, you and Fancy Brian did all the work, but you know, I've been here for spare hands and sticking stuff up in the ceiling tiles. We got a whole network of wiring and stuff in the ceiling tiles. What's in your ceiling? So anyways, we're going to talk more about the January 6th committee and the censure leveled on what? Two of their own. How could these Republicans speak ill of the party? You know, going into the midterms. Well, maybe because they've got conscience. Nikki Haley, she doesn't quite get this whole theory of conscience. Pathetic Nikki Haley, she's being described as in a click-worthy Raw Story headline. An attempt by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to defend Donald Trump from VP Mike Pence, and the criticism landed with a thud on Monday after she complained Republicans should not attack Republicans. Unless I got a comment. Here's what she said. With Pence saying the former president was wrong in his attempt to have the former VP overturn the election in a highly publicized speech on Friday, Haley was quick to run to Trump's defense during an appearance on Foxy News. Where else would it be? Mike Pence is a good man. He's an honest man. I think he did what he thought was right on that day. But I will always say I'm not a fan of Republicans going against Republicans, she told host Brent Baer. That turn left the led to a deluge of criticism of Haley, who is often mentioned as a possible running mate with Trump should he run for president again in 2024. And I strongly suspect he will. He perceives it as a get-out-of-jail-free card, and I think he thinks he needs one of those. Here are a few of the responses on the social medias, you know, the Twitter especially. I'm not a fan of Republicans going after Republicans, says Nikki Haley, who checks notes, worked for Donald Trump, and continues to boost him. Well, yes, she does. And it is a sad and cowardly position because it allows you to accept the bad behavior. It allows you to try and move on. You're moving on from the January 6th. Well, you know, we got to move on, move forward to the midterms. You know, the Joe Biden presidency, it's been terrible, according to Republicans, of course. And we got to move on. But what you want to move on from is what? Responsibility. Responsibility for trying to overturn democracy. No looking back at that. Time to move on. Yeah, I guess I'd want to move on too. You know who else is trying to move on in the short run? Sidney Powell. You remember her, the Kraken lady, the attorney. She rolled out some lawsuits on behalf of Trump. Well, she apparently has been pulled off the court. And she claims in court documents she shouldn't be disbarred because perhaps, maybe, the election conspiracies are real. So let's wonder aloud and read from some of the reporting here how this might work out for Sidney Powell. Top Donald Trump ally Sidney Powell is protesting, I tell you, the referral for her disbarment. You know, she was kind of, she didn't fare well in the courts, didn't bring a lot of facts or evidence. And some of the lawsuits she rolled out were like cut and paste from other states, if I recall. But anyways, now facing disbarment, you know, by claiming that it's entirely possible that everything she said, well, it could have been true. It might be true. Sounds like philosophy class I had in college with Sherowitz. I didn't like that class because everything might be true if you think about it hard enough. In August 2021, Powell and other lawyers faced sanctions after filing a conspiracy lawsuit in the Michigan courts. U.S. District Judge Linda Parker ordered Powell's legal team to pay about $22,000 for attorney's fees to defendants Gretchen Whitmer, she's the governor of Michigan, and Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson. She also said that Powell and other lawyers had to pay about $153,000 in legal fees to the city of Detroit. Now Powell is asking the U.S. Court of Appeals to reverse the sanctions because the charges could have been true. You know, can you see your kids arguing, making this plea with you? Well, it could be true. Well, who did that? Who wrecked it? Well, the Tooth Fairy did. Well, I don't think it was the Tooth Fairy. I think it was you. Well, it could be true. Now, would you take that as a legal pleading into court, like attorney Sidney Powell did? Screen captures posted by Law and Crime's Adam Claysfield show that Powell said that the district court made it sound like everything they submitted in court was fraudulent. Worse, he said that the self-described cracking lawyer seemed like overwrought, dangerous lunatics. But prior and subsequent lawsuits have pointed to very similar problems, and dozens of laws have been enacted by state legislatures in response to concerns similar to those raised in the complaint. Millions of Americans believe the central contention of the complaint to be true, and perhaps they are. Do you get this? Do you understand the legal pleading? The big lie. Well, now lots and lots of people believe the big lie. And therefore, you know, through the weight of what, conscience of all these shared delusionists? Well, maybe it is true. Well, maybe. Well, you know, if it's not true, well, then why would Republican legislatures be rolling out all these new voting laws to make it more difficult to vote? Well, of course, they could only do that in response to their gut instincts. Doesn't that pass for evidence in a court of law these days? Didn't work for my kid either. She's going to be disbarred. You and Rudy, you're going to be looking for work. Come back, Devils Have Kids. Brand new studios, same old show.
Oh, I'm not going to join a cult.